Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Trump supporters have been gathering for hours.
The level of energy among the crowd gathered here waiting to get into MSG is best described by Becky Lavely from Boston.
I'm pumped. This is so exciting. I can't really equate it to anything else.
Most Trump supporters arrived as early as Saturday to make sure that they get in. Most wearing Trump clothes, others in more creative costumes. Scott Hesse came down from Connecticut.
It's great. The atmosphere is awesome. It's a patriotic love fest.
Some tell me that they've already voted for Trump. Others say that they've made up their mind but still wanted to see Trump in person. This is the first rally for Amanda Alascuaga from Staten Island. She says she knows what she wants to hear.
The same thing he always says, which is just being himself.
Security here is very tight for many blocks around the garden. Everyone here has to have a ticket to get in and get screened. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM outside Madison Square Garden.
And stay tuned to 1010 Winds, traffic and transit reports for the latest on closures around the garden and also the mass transit situation into and out of Penn Station. Early voting began yesterday in New York and New Jersey. Early voting hours in New Jersey are 10 to 8, except today, Sundays, 10 to 6. In New York, early voting hours are 8 to 5 on the weekends, 8 to 8 during the week. Police in Brooklyn are searching for a suspect who is accused of killing a 16-year-old last night in Fort Greene.
Outside the Whitman houses just before midnight, gunfire. Gerald heard more than 5 shots.
They're very fast.
Like how?
Pow, 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 pow.
A bullet struck a 16-year-old boy in the chest.
There was a guy laying on the ground, another guy over him, you know, kneeling over him like he's trying to attend to him.
But to no avail. The young man was pronounced dead at the hospital. Across the street, Sonia with this lament.
All I know is they need to put these guns down. It's so easy for these kids to get guns online, and it's crazy.
So far, no word of an arrest. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fort Greene.
The lack of rain and dry conditions are a dangerous combination right now in the Northeast, especially for firefighters with the possibility of brush fire. It's no possibility in New Jersey. It's happening. New Jersey Forest Fire Service says firefighters are making what is called significant progress fighting a massive wildfire in Essex County. Specifically, the fire is burning near Route 10 and Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston Township. A shopping mall in Livingston had to be vacated for hours yesterday. Some businesses were forced to evacuate as well. The fire has covered more than 120 acres. It is expected to top 190. Meanwhile, in upstate New York, in Plattekill, it's about 70 miles north of the city, a fire has expanded to more than 50 acres. Tomorrow is National First Responders Day. There will be a ceremony tomorrow at 10 in Times Square. Jillian Crane with the First Responders Children's Foundation.
We have 11 heroes from across the United States who exemplify courageousness and courageous service, and they are coming here to be honored in what we call our roll call of heroes, and they represent their profession, and we honor them, and we say thank you.
There are an estimated 4 million first responders in the U.S. In 2017, the U.S. House of Representatives officially designated October 28th as National First Responders Day. FDNY marshals are investigating 2 fires this weekend on Staten Island. The most recent one was around 2 this morning on Potter Avenue between Smith Avenue and Manor Road. One person in the home and one firefighter suffered minor injuries. The other fire was Saturday afternoon at the Markham Gardens Apartments on Richmond Terrace. 6 people were injured.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.